So the second prize winner is by Joy Winkler, who is from Cheshire. This is another sonnet, but with a very different structure. It's got three four-line stanzas and a couplet at the end. A final chilling couplet to complete a truly creepy, surreal, Kafkaesque little scene. It really made the hairs stand up on the back of my neck, this. What I love about him is its imagery, which is rather obvious when you hear it. We're drawn almost against our wishes into this little room, claustrophobic room, and we can see and feel it absolutely. And I love the risks that it takes in every line. Brilliant.
The accountant has his own room with a plate on the door. The cleaner wipes it, slides it to do not disturb. She knows he'll be there. He never goes home. Pupates in the job. Silk wound in his tie, he's become a cocoon sessile in his gas lift chair. His colleagues are chrysalids, white spun in the corners of window frames. She leaves them alone, dusts round them, keeps the blinds closed against distractions. At night, she lets the moon bathe, emerging from his cracked brown suit. The accountant's wings poke through wet, pulsating. She wipes slime from his desk, sweeps broken husk from the floor, silences the alarm.
Yes, very unique poem, and as I say, risky poem to write. Very good. Now, despite all the other really fine poems that were in this, by the end of reading them 7 days running, this poem was my winner every day. Again, it's a poem about losing a father. It's called Digitalis, which those of you who know will know, and those of you who don't, it's explained in the poem. I just want to say it's been a really strong and exciting competition to judge again. Thank you all concerned for inviting me to do it. I wasn't aware of Chris Waters, Joy Winkler or Martin Malone, the winner, before reading them in this, but I'll certainly be looking out for them. I just want to read something about Martin. So he was born in Hartlepool in 1963 and now lives in Cumbria. He works as a special educational needs teacher. He was winner of the 2011 Strayed Poetry Prize, and his collection The Waiting Hillside is to be published by Templar in November. From what I read here in one other poem I found, it's very strong, and we should all be looking out for that collection. Martin writes, very pleased to know I've been chosen for your prize. Just Google directions to Wivenhoe from Cumbria. It's a hell of a drive, but I shall seriously try to make the reading on the 1st of July. I absolutely promise to, and I'd absolutely promise to, and would have thrown a sickie from work to make it, but was unfortunately holed up last week in Dumfries Royal Infirmary for the whole week, so don't want to miss too many more days of work this year. Is there a deadline on my absolute commitment? Let me know. The next email reads, unfortunately, with my having been off all last week and now learning of an interview in Bristol on Tuesday, it looks like my planned cosy weekend in Wivenhoe has been stymied. It goes against the grain. Your having been kind enough to have awarded me the first prize, it behoves me to at least show up at the prize giving. I always feel sad when I've been to such events and the winning poet doesn't show. Seems high-handed somehow. So please accept my sincerest apologies for not feasibly being able to make it next Friday. Once again, many thanks for the award. I am truly thrilled. Here's the poem. Digitalis. Digitalis. Between his first and third heart attack passed my father's summer of love. An unknown younger man came back. My earring was no longer mocked, nor the tattoo of an arrowed dove between his first and third heart attack. A sudden awareness of hip-hop and rap, a shuffling of beat groups with dub, as an unknown younger man came back. I'd come across him trying on hats and found him once weeping at foxgloves between his first and third heart attack. Aware that given time is not given back. he started bending lifelong rules enough to let me see the younger man come back. Dad was Dylan, McCartney and Jack Kerouac in that last fond summer of love, between his first and third heart attack, when an unknown younger man came back.
Wow.